I want you to close your eyes for a moment. Imagine the harsh summer sun as it beats down upon your shoulders. You feel a drop of sweat drip slowly down the side of your face as you listen to the loud hum of the cicadas in the trees. The world seems to come to a sudden stop as you notice the soft breeze as it gently passes by your face. A sense of pride and brotherhood, and within a second, you return to reality. You're positioned, just one of the hundreds of men fighting for their ideas, values, and independence from Britain's rule. You stand there, head held high, musket in hand. Everything you have and everything you are is on the line with this fight. People you know and love begin to fall to the ground with the crack of gunfire. And this only fuels you to fight even harder and with more fervor than you ever thought possible. You are prepared to surrender your life for not only the hopes that you have, but for those brothers that are standing and falling at your side. Real heroes fighting during this siege of Boston at a place called Bunker Hill. You are fighting in the American Revolution. Fast forward to July 4th, 1776. The Declaration of Independence is finalized and issued, and the connection to Great Britain is officially severed. The American Revolution resulted in the founding of the USA and the Constitution. Generations of courageous people fighting for what they believed in, both here and abroad, have played a crucial and significant role in our progress and advancement of this blessed nation. For those that gave their lives so that I might have the opportunity and honor to stand here today and tell you their story, our story. What makes America great? This is a question that I can only begin to answer. For one, we are determined and strong. At heart, all Americans are fighters. Our country was built on fighting, but not just in wars. We fight for what we believe in. No part of fighting for something is easy, but a lesson that I have learned is that what separates those who fail from those who succeed is the amount of heart and passion you put into something. The commitment of millions of valiant people who have fought and are still fighting for what we believe in, putting everything on the line. The love, respect, and faith in each other and in this country have led to great success and have contributed to what makes America great. Like any country, we have made mistakes. And while it is necessary to address that, it is equally consequential that we take note of how we have learned from them, because that is what's important. It is not about how many times you fail, but how many times you get back up, recover, and try again. Often, failure is only an opportunity for growth, for improvement. It is exactly this path that makes America great. Our country is also one that was created on the premise of possibility and hope to pursue our own happiness. The American Dream and the Land of Opportunity are well-known nicknames for this beautiful country that we call home. The freedom that we have fought for and rightfully earned is something that has given us many opportunities for individual success, opportunities that most people are never given. Over the past 150 years, there have been countless inventions that were created because of the freedom and individual pursuits in the United States. We think outside the box. We create. The possibilities are limitless as we are always improving and growing as a nation. We must not overlook our basic human rights, like the ability to think and speak freely, the right to assemble with others, work as we wish, and be independent individuals contributing to our families and our society. It is this way of thinking, these values, that have shaped our greatness. And finally, one of the greatest things about America is what makes us American. Being American is not about your gender, ethnicity, religion, or any other superficial characteristic. Being American is a mindset, a common way of thinking, a shared set of values and ideas that bind us together. It does not matter where you come from or who your parents are, you can be American. Because being American is who we are on the inside. It is our motto, E Pluribus Unum, meaning out of many, one. It is the way we fight for what we believe in and stand tall together. How we search for new opportunities to learn and grow as a country. United we stand. In America, we have no official language, no official religion, but we do have an officially declared right to pursue our own happiness. This country, our home, is and was created of the people, by the people, and for the people. Our shared trials and tribulations, successes and failures, pride and love for this land and each other. It is those that came before that made America great, for we stand on the shoulders of giants, but it is us who maintain that greatness. We make America great.